1. Come on, you apes. You want to live forever? Unknown Platoon Sergeant, 1918. I always get the shakes before a drop. I've had the injections, of course, the hypnotic preparation, and it stands to reason that I can't really be afraid. The ship psychiatrist has checked my brain waves and asked me silly questions while I was asleep. And he tells me that it isn't fear. It isn't anything important. It's just like the trembling of an eager racehorse in the starting gate. I couldn't say about that. I've never been a racehorse, but the fact is, I'm scared silly every time. At D-30, after we had mustered in the drop room of the Roger Young, our platoon leader inspected us. He wasn't our regular platoon leader because Lieutenant Razchik had bought it on our last drop. He was really the platoon sergeant. Career ship sergeant Jalal Jelly was a Finno-Turk from Iskander around Proxima, a swarthy little man who looked like a clerk, but I've seen him tackle two berserk privates so big he had to reach up to grab them, crack their heads together like coconuts, step back out of the way while they fell. Off-duty, he wasn't bad. For a sergeant. You could even call him Jelly to his face. Not recruits, of course, but anybody who made at least one combat drop. But right now he was on duty. We had all each inspected our combat equipment. Look, it's your own neck, see? The acting platoon sergeant had gone over us carefully, after he mustered us, and now Jelly went over us again. His face mean. His eyes missing nothing. He stopped by the man in front of me, pressing the buttons on his belt that gave readings on his physicals. Fall out. But Sarge, it's just a cold. The surgeon said... Jelly interrupted. But Sarge? He snapped. The surgeon ain't making no drop, and neither are you. With a degree and a half of fever. You think I got time to chat with you just before a drop? Fall out. Jenkins left us, looking sad and mad. And I felt bad, too. Because of the lieutenant buying it, last drop, and people moving up, I was assistant section leader, second section, this drop. And now I was going to have a hole in my section and no way to fill it. That's not good. It means a man can run into something sticky, call for help, and have nobody to help him. Jelly didn't downcheck anybody else. Presently, he stepped out in front of us, looked us over, and shook his head sadly. What a gang of apes, he growled. Maybe if you'd all buy it this drop, they could start over and build the kind of outfit the lieutenant expected you to be. But probably not, with the sort of recruits we get these days. He suddenly straightened up, shouted, I just want to remind you apes that each and every one of you has cost the government, counting weapons, armor, ammo, instrumentation, and training, everything, including all the way you overeat, has cost on the hoof better than half a million. Add in the 30 cents you are actually worth, and that runs to quite a sum. He glared at us. So bring it back. We can spare you, but we can't spare that fancy suit you're wearing. I don't want any heroes in this outfit. The lieutenant wouldn't like it. You got a job to do. You go down, you do it, you keep your ears open for recall. You show up for retrieval on the bounce and by the numbers. Get me? He glared again. You're supposed to know the plan, but some of you ain't got any minds to hypnotize, so I'll sketch it out. You'll be dropped in 2 skirmish lines, calculated 2,000-yard intervals. Get your bearing on me as soon as you hit. Get your bearing and distance on your squad mates, both sides, while you take cover. You've wasted 10 seconds already, so you smash and destroy whatever's at hand until the flankers hit dirt. He was talking about me. As assistant section leader, I was going to be left flanker, with nobody at my elbow. I began to tremble. Once they hit, straighten out those lines. Equalize those intervals. Drop what you're doing and do it. 12 seconds. Then advance by leap